We are launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. The number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. It's 1-855-450-3733. It's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the draft and proposal coming from the New York Times in response to General Stanley McChrystal, former commander of the international forces in Afghanistan, coming out in favor of reinstating the draft. And there are, of course, different proposals that have been put on the table over the last several years about this. This is actually the first time in a few years, I think, that the idea of returning to the draft has really kind of come back about into the
maybe
national
if Barack
discussion.
Obama gets a second term, we can get it.
Well, I imagine Mitt Romney would support it as well, because back in the 2008 election, both Obama and John McCain came out in favor of national service, which is essentially what is being proposed here in this New York Times piece, is not just having a draft for the military, but also having a draft into the national service, which will be a program as large as the military and as well-funded as the military that will be focused domestically, whether that means people guarding the streets or, as they were suggesting here, painting a building or doing some other menial task, like taking care of children or whatever. They are saying that they want to create another program, essentially, as large as
they call it menial. Taking care of children is probably the most important job in America.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. But you would be basically, Mark, having 18-year-olds taking care of your kids that may or may not have had any decent amount of training in taking care of them. They would be just government bureaucrats, essentially, straight out of high school, doing what they're told to do. That's the program being proposed here. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to in relation to this. It's kind of led into a larger discussion about the military and how they are essentially nothing more than hired thugs, at least according to one of our callers, as well as other people who've been involved over the years. Once again, 855-450-FREE, whether or not it's volunteerism, whether or not it's political, that the idea being that you're essentially, if you're in the military, you're just doing the bidding of politicians, of the Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C., and that you're not doing anything to necessarily protect freedom in any way, shape, or form. In fact, if the military was protecting freedom, as it is proposed that they are, then shouldn't we still have more freedom? Shouldn't we have increasing freedoms? Shouldn't we at least have the same level of freedom consistently over decades? But no, the amount of freedom has been depreciating over time.
It's been less. Taking an airline flight, that's for sure.
Yeah, so let's go here and continue with your calls and thoughts. Bill is listening in Jackson to WPBQ in Mississippi. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Speaking of corruption in the military and some of the horrible things that can happen when the draft was in place, all one has to do is just do a Yahoo search for the American coup. That's C-O-U-P. Make sure you put the and Yahoo search. It'll come up on the first page. It's the second URL down. And it's a 25-minute video. It takes you to YouTube, and it fully explains the discovery that's been made in the past few decades involving LBJ and JFK. And there's definite proof that LBJ had JFK taken out, and thus the Vietnam War was started, because Kennedy would not have gone into the Vietnam. He was bringing the advisors home. They would have all been home by Christmas of 64, had he lived. And, of course, he would have done many other great things, such as bring down the Federal Reserve System and some other things. And Kennedy would have been a great president. He would have been actually a libertarian type if he were alive today.
I've heard a lot of these speculations. I mean, you know, Kennedy's got some interesting quotes that I've seen on the Internet. I haven't chased them down to make sure that they're accurate. But, you know, I think that they point in those directions. I've heard that. And most Americans, the majority of Americans, don't believe the Warren Commission's single gunman, you know, magic bullet theory and that kind of thing. But I just don't know what, you know, I don't know if it's ever changed anything.
Of course not. Well, just look at that video, and I read the book back in 03 by Barr McClellan. He was the attorney that represented LBJ while he was still in office, and he was very young. He was just getting into it. And all the other attorneys have since been died, and all the other principals are dead. So Barr McClellan came out with a book in 03, and this is all relating to this fingerprint proof that puts one of the killers that worked for the certain law firm that represented LBJ in D Plaza, and that's proof. And, of course, the FBI denied it, but there have been so many other people who have looked at that fingerprint, and there's no denying that that killer was up there, and that just proves the single killer theory. In fact, Oswald couldn't hit the side of a barn. His bullet hit the street, and the Max guy that was up there, he got off the first shot to hit the shoulder of Kennedy. And then the killing shot came from the ground, and there's proof of that. I mean, just look at the Zapruder family. There's no way that shot could have come from a high angle.
So I get it that a lot of people have interesting theories about the assassination of John F. Kennedy and speculation regarding what he would have done had he stayed alive. But what really does that get us today, Bill?
Well, it looks back at the draft and the horrible things that can happen in the military, because if you see that video, it all comes to light. And it's all corrupt, because LBJ carried out the corruption.
But it was corrupt before that. I mean,
it would not have happened if Kennedy had lived.
You look at War as a Racket as a book that was published far before John F. Kennedy. And so the military has been corrupt since long before Kennedy.
I'm not saying that was the only corruption, but that was a horrible case of corruption. And what happened when one character carried out the evil deed that he did.
Bill, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
You know, one other thing about, and I'm not saying the theory is wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know, and we will never know. And this is the interesting thing about the Kennedy assassination. It's the most successful conspiracy theory out there, and I call it conspiracy theory just because that's the terminology in the area that it fits. I believe in conspiracies, frankly. I just don't believe all of the conspiracies. The problem with the conspiracy theory angle, when you take it, is that first you have to convince people of your conspiracy theory, then you have to convince them that whatever it is that whatever thing you have to convince them of. Whereas I prefer the sort of critical thinking system where we try to get people to let's talk about these issues. Let's define our terms, and then let's talk about concepts like human rights and freedom and inefficiencies in the marketplace. I like these things. These work for me.
Yeah, I like that stuff too, because it matters now and it matters today. I think there is some value in looking at corruption of the past, of course, because it's important for people to learn from the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to speculate on stuff. So I want to use issues and examples that are
documented. One of the first things they say about Glenn Beck, in order to dismiss him, is he's a crazy conspiracy theorist. This is the third most popular talk show host, or fourth, depending on the numbers, in the nation. And he's been, had a huge successful empire that he's built. He employs like 100 people. You don't find news agencies, people building empires like this. This guy's done amazing work, and it's awesome. But the first thing they do to dismiss him, they just dismiss him. They dismiss the things he says. Is they says he cries too much and he's a conspiracy theorist. They don't approach the things he talks about. They just call him conspiracy theorists.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts, and go to Mike, listening in El Paso, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure.
I think it was three callers ago. Talking about the military, and then that's the only real form of volunteerism, because they put their lives on the line and what have you. But I just kind of look at it and I go, everybody who has a job in this country, or even the people that don't have a job in this country, volunteered to do that, to do whatever it is that they're doing, unless somebody from the government, and that's the only people I know of that that could do this, put a gun to their head and said, "You're going to do this."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those truck drivers that you were talking about earlier.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. But I volunteered to do this, and I'm not complaining that in the last 12 years I haven't been home on my anniversary. I haven't been home on my wife's birthday. Any of my kids' birthdays.
Yeah, that's what you signed up for.
And in the last 12 years, I've had three Christmases at home.
Yep.
So,
Mike, if you want to continue, you're welcome to. Hang on. Bring it back. 855-453-3TALK-LIVE. It
every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, the bulletin board system, the mobile site. It's all there for you. In fact, if you want to go to that mobile site, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
If you ever have connectivity issues due to poor Wi-Fi reception, Well, there's a product that really is going to work for you. It's the C-Crane Company's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. And this device will take, you know, what's normal Wi-Fi reception? Maybe 50, 60 feet? I don't know. You know, I could be wrong on that. Maybe it's a little farther than that.
It depends on your conditions.
Yeah, it, you know, there's things in between. You've got you have metal in your floors, whatever, and metal in your roof, those kind of things. But this thing can get Wi-Fi connectivity for up to a mile. It's amazing technology, and it really, really works. Obviously, yeah, you know, it's going to work better if you're closer, but, you know, it's still, it just dramatically increases Wi-Fi connectivity. We're using it on my house, and it really, really works. If you've got, say, two units on the same property, or, you know, mom lives down the street, you want to connect to her server, you know, check out, you know, help her with her taxes, or whatever it is you want to do, you can do it with the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, and it's, you can go get it at ccrane.com. Any, if you're familiar with the C-Crane company, they've been involved in, you know, sort of radio work. Electronics work for decades, and they make the best products you're going to be able to find. It's ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com. When you mention Free Talk Live when you check out, you can get a free flashlight, a free flashlight, a little LED deal. It's great. You can always use an extra free flashlight. As a matter of fact, the offer still stands. I just spoke to Bob Crane, did an interview with him a couple of days ago, so I believe it's till Monday. If you mention Free Talk Live when you check out, not only do you get the flashlight, but you get free shipping. So there's a, you know, for a limited time only, you'll get free shipping for the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 or anything else over at the C-Crane Company if you mention Free Talk Live.
Great deal. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Mike is listening in El Paso, one of the truck drivers, professional drivers, listening on XM's Extreme Talk. Mike, go ahead with your thoughts. You were kind of run up against the break there.
Oh, I understand. The ultimate thing is I knew what I was getting into when I took this job, and so do the guys that join the military, and quite a few when the Afghanistan and Iraq broke out through political wrangling on our part, I firmly believe they had joined the military for their free education or that pension.
Yeah.
You know, that you get after serving for 20 years, and they never expected to actually have to put themselves in harm's way. They were hoping not, you know, they didn't think that was going to happen. And, you know, the shame of it is if you choose that life, then you have to know that it's going to happen. Just like as a truck driver, I know that statistically I stand a greater chance of dying than people in a lot of other professions just because of how dangerous this profession is.
Right, and they are no more a volunteer than you are, which means not at all.
Right. You know, I chose this, you know. And so you have to live with what your choices are.
Unlike the military, you could actually choose to stop at some point. And usually in the military, they have a problem with you trying to stop.
Sometimes they'll put you in jail for it.
Yeah, being a part of it. But, yeah. I get where you're absolutely spot on for that. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, I remember
You're a volunteer when you're doing something for charitable purposes where you're not getting a paycheck. I think you could say that you volunteered to become part of the military and that you chose it. You can say that you volunteered to
become a
truck driver. But to say that after you've gotten the job that you continue to be a volunteer is inaccurate. You are at that point an employee. You are at that point somebody who works for an organization.
And the caller did say that he believed that it required giving of oneself. To be called a volunteer means giving of oneself. And what that means is necessarily, to a greater extent than the paycheck gives. And, you know, lots of jobs are this way. Free Talk Live, I wanted to be a talk show host. I really like the idea of being a talk show host. A lot of people like this idea. It's an awesome thing to do. We did Free Talk Live virtually for free. for the first 5 years or so.
That's about right, yeah.
And so did I volunteer because I didn't get monetary, recompense? No, I got other recompense. I was able to talk on the radio and these kind of things.
You would have been a volunteer, I think, at that point.
Because, I don't think I was.
Because you can get other recompense from volunteering, like a good feeling in your heart that you're helping people.
But if I volunteer now because earlier I didn't,
it
just doesn't make any sense.
Well, being a volunteer when you started getting paid.
I expected when I started working that the job would pay better in the future. So I was only working towards the better job.
The
better
CEO pay. Of Goodwill gets paid. He's not a volunteer.
Well,
but the people that are doing the low-end stuff at Goodwill are volunteers.
I get
not
where you're
paid.
Coming from. You're talking about minute to minute. But I'm talking over the course of the career. One of the recompenses to working in the military is a...
you turned your hobby into a career that was a paying, that became
right.
a paying
there, thus
job.
It was not, thus it was not volunteering, in my opinion, because I knew what it was getting into, and I intended to work this and make it into something that was, at this point it is what I expected to
you
be.
You didn't in the beginning, though. When you first came in, it was just fun. It was just a good time.
Sure, but that's not volunteering either.
You can have fun when you volunteer, absolutely. Typically, volunteering is considered working for a charitable effort, but I don't think that's necessarily it has to be.
My mom, when I was growing up, wanted me to join the military. She wanted me to join the military specifically was the reason that she said that the PX gave good deals, and I don't know if that's true. I'm not familiar with it. And secondarily, you get the pension that goes on for, forever and ever. You know what I mean? You just join at 18, you can retire at 38, and you get a pension for the rest of your life. I have a friend who did this. He's out, retired from the military right now. I don't even know if he's got another job. He's just kind of doing his thing. And it's great. I mean, it's great that happened, but this is the compensation that goes into it.
Let's go to Greg, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm really enjoying your topic tonight.
Welcome,
I joined the United States Navy in 1983, and I agree with the caller at the top of the last hour. I was just, I wouldn't have paid hitman or paid thug to the government, but basically do it for pay or money as a job,
right?
Because I needed a job at that time, and I didn't volunteer. I did it for self-serving purposes because I needed money. I needed income, and we went to the Philippines about 10 or 11 times, and basically all I did in the Philippines was sip a lot of suds and hire $20 a night prostitutes. Of course.
You were a volunteer.
It was fun at the time, but it's very unfortunate, that the military took that island during World War II from the Japanese, and they basically used it for an R&R force. They basically used it up. And,
so you got paid to party, essentially. If you want, you can tell us more about your story, Greg, and hang on if you will. 855-453 if you have more to share. Otherwise, we'll continue on. You can also bring up anything you want. 855-450-3733. You take control. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-855-453.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com Amazon includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can take control via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. In fact, if you'd like, you can go and visit the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. You'll find the cam itself is there and built into the same page, the chat room, so you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as you watch the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
As a matter of fact, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. They're a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They do accounts receivable for your business. If you got into business in order to do your business and didn't get into business in order to handle a bunch of paperwork and collections and those kind of things, SACL CAI can do it for you. They can do it in a manner that is respectful of your clients. They record every call so that you can listen in later if there's any kind of problem. They have the best equipment money can buy. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We've been talking about the military and the draft, and what the military really is. Is it a heroic job wherein one is a volunteer for the betterment of mankind, or is it actually something where you're basically just doing the bidding of politicians, which usually amounts to evil and harming innocent people around the world?
I think that the military's allure, to some extent, in the area that you're talking about right there, is that they have the potential to do these great works in fighting back against this evil horde.
Maybe, but in reality, you
know, if Canada, say, rolled across the border, they could actually defend the country. But you know, they haven't really done a lot of defending in the last six decades.
No, but apparently they have done a whole lot of drinking and having sex with prostitutes, as Greg pointed out, was his experience in the Navy. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it was fun at the time. I was young and, I had a great time. But,
hey, what better way to protect freedom than to have some sex with some $20 whores?
Oh, yeah. But it had unforeseen consequences in the Philippines.
Besides venereal disease, what do you mean by that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've read that since then the Navy has pulled out of the Philippines, and because of thousands of illegitimate children roaming around the Philippines, created by U.S. military sailors. And I think the Filipino government filed a lawsuit against the United States to try to get compensation for all those legitimate children, and the United States refused to do anything about it and pretty much pulled out and left them to terrorists, Al-Qaeda, and other such thugs, so, which now I think basically runs the Philippines, I guess. I don't really know what's happening in the Philippines at the present moment. And I've got a lot of people think that people hate the United States because we're free. You know, my experience is different in the Philippines. I've seen the United States Marines that guard all military bases in around the world come out of their shacks, and they had a sewage river, for lack of a name I can't say on the air, that they called it.
Yes.
And they would go out to this river and throw quarters into this river while young 11, 12, 13-year-old kids would dive in the river to get the money for throwing in this river. Instead of going back in their guard shack and maybe get him a soda or get him something to eat, they would throw money in the river, watch him dive into the river, and laugh.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
Greg, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Chris is listening in Charlottesville, Virginia, to WCHV. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I just wanted to call and educate y'all a little bit.
Oh, okay. Go for it. I like learning new things.
Good. I believe it was, you know, Eisenhower defeated the fascists, right?
Are we going to lay it all at his door?
Go Pretty ahead. Sure there's more fascists
right
here
today.
You all
know that, right? You know that Eisenhower was the head of NATO and he defeated the fascists.
I don't know that I'm going to give it all the credit to Eisenhower, but
he did. And he has
fascism
something
is alive and well.
There's actually something that he has that he said that's written on the World War II monument up in D.C.
Okay.
Up on the Mall.
What is fascism?
It says that freedom is not for the faint of heart.
What's fascism?
In other words, if you're a coward and you're not willing to stand your ground, you're probably not going to be a free person.
I agree with that.
I absolutely agree with that.
That's a good thing. The bottom line is...
What is fascism? Before you go on here, you've made a big deal about fascism. What is it?
What is fascism?
Yeah.
Well, it's got a lot to do with oppressing people, and, you know, if they don't listen to you, you basically kill them. So, you know, the thing is that...
That doesn't
George
exactly
Washington,
define fascism,
George,
but it's certainly
Washington,
true.
George Washington... has a great heritage in this country. He was the father of our country. He was the general of the Continental Army.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to find out some of the positive things about the military, unlike this caller that just got off the line, maybe they should read a biography of George Washington by a man named Hewitt and get an idea of the kind of sacrifice
so
that people
make. So go all
make.
The way
you
back
know,
to the 1700s.
We are a Christian country. One of the greatest things that we can do as Christians, because we are a Christian country.
Well, not me, sir. I'm
delay,
a Christian.
Is delay
not me,
your
sir.
Life
two
down
out of three people here.
For your
two...
neighbor.
Hey,
so
Chris,
when people go in the military, they
hey,
are making a
they're
volunteer
laying their
service.
Life down. They're laying other people's lives down. That's
greatest,
what they do with the machine guns. I think it's just reading
the greatest
Chris,
sacrifice that a person
hey, Chris,
can make
have
in
a conversation
life.
With you, okay, man?
So why?
I'm going to put you on hold. All right, so because conversations go two ways, you know, usually you say something and then somebody else listens and then they, say something back. I would like to have that conversation with Chris and not just, you know, go have the lecture series, the Chris lecture series. So, so the question about fascism, let's go back to that real quick here. He just dropped off the line, by the way. I didn't drop his call. I put him on hold. I was fully intending to bring him back on the air. But He said Eisenhower defeated the fascists. Well, great. Fascism must have been disappeared from the world then, right? When what? Fascism is alive and well today. And Mark, how would you define fascism?
Well, fascism has to do with nationalism. It's a has a strong nationalist bent. It has to do with the government being thoroughly ensconced with major corporations, in that they tell the major corporations what to do, and the major corporations tell them what to do. This is a sort of collusion. This is how Mussolini defined fascism, as opposed to Chris here. And essentially what we've got in the United States today. You've got this very strong fascist. Remember what Hitler was? He was a national socialist.
That's right.
So when Nazi. That's what the term means. Socialist, nationalist socialist. And that's essentially what you've got going on here today. I got a quote here from George Washington, by the way, the guy that Chris was mentioning. And I think that, by the way, that I think that the doing militant things in defense of the people you love and your neighbor, if people are being violent towards them, I think this is absolutely a sacrifice. However, when you just do what you're told by the government, that's something entirely different. And that's really what we have going on in the military today. I mean, nobody's attacking the United States and haven't for a very long time.
Chris is back, by the way.
Good, awesome. And the quote here is from George Washington, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master."
Chris, you're back with us.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she didn't cut me off. I wouldn't have hung up because I'm ready to educate you two some more.
Excellent.
Yeah, George Washington had a lot to say about freedom, and he had a lot to say about how people maintain that freedom. If Americans want to learn about the military and the prestige and the honor and valor of the military, I suggest they read history instead of listening to two people like you. Because all you have is negative outlooks on what is great about this country. It's very important that the people listen to you.
Well, that's a subjective opinion. I mean, basically what we've said
is... No, it's the truth, buddy. It's okay, the truth. You don't even understand the history of this country.
Look, the fact is that George Washington...
You don't understand it. Oh, you
hang on, Chris. We're going to bring you back here. No, the honor in killing innocent people, is that the honor he's talking about?
Well,
the honor promulgating the U.S. government's power around the world, is that the honor that you're talking about? What honor? The raping innocent women, that honor? The murdering teenagers and crippled adults in Iraq or Afghanistan during home raids?
One-third of female soldiers being raped.
It's honorable. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which one are
you going to do? You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring silence to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
who do you think you
excuse
are?
Excuse me. There is no video, audio,
wildness. No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait, you know, now, wait a minute.
Holy forget it. Whoa. Hey! Oh my god! Unbelievable!
Why are you running?
Because you scared me.
What am I being detained for?
You're being served.
What is this?
Bureaucrats have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you?
Freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Tonight for you on Free Talk Live is 855-453. You might be able to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments if you make it right now at 855-453. But if you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We do it 7 nights per week. And Mark, you are going to be here for the live Sunday edition tomorrow night with Stephanie. And you'll have plenty of time to take plenty of calls.
7 to 10.
About anything you want. And if you don't get Free Talk Live...
Eastern, I should say.
That's right. Thank you for that. If you don't get Free Talk Live on your local talk radio station all 7 nights per week, well, you can always give them a call, talk to the program director during the business week, and tell him or her thanks for airing some Free Talk Live and ask for more. And if you don't get any Free Talk Live on your local talk radio station, then you should definitely call them and tell them you'd like to hear Free Talk Live. You never know what a little bit of a positive suggestion will do for somebody out there who's wondering, what is it my audience wants? Well, you can tell them. Free Talk Live. And we'd appreciate it if you did. Also, something else that we appreciate is you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. We actually had a number of folks sign back up for AMP this week, Mark, after you suggested that we create a video, because you are a super genius, Mark. You this was very effective, by the way. You should know that.
But I don't know history.
The video that we put up, you can see it, by the way, over at the Facebook page. You go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It's basically our pitch to bring former Free Talk Live amplifiers back on board, and several of them did sign back up for the Free Talk Live amp program. All they required, I guess, was us to remind them about it and ask nicely. And you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3, whether you've been one before or have never amped the show, makes a big difference for us. We've got a lot of things going on that can help get the ideas of liberty out to more people, get ideas out that counteract the ideas in the history books. As our caller suggests, you should read history if you want to get a good idea of what the military is all about and get perspective. I think our perspective here is that history is tinted. The winners write the history books, and so you don't...
There's lots of different history coming from lots of different angles.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you read the history books they give you in government school, it comes from a very pro-government angle, and it does not really give you any other sides to the story. But all that said, you can help Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. As we go back to Chris, he is listening. I don't even know where you are, Chris, but you're back on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville. That's right. Okay. So go. Where were we? We were talking about how you were telling us that history books are a good place to go to get information.
I think we get deteriorated to uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I get passionate about this. I'm really not. This isn't personal against you all. You know, none of us are really very well educated in our schools about who we are as a people, what our heritage is, and, you know, and what are the great things about this country. You know, the public
schools. Who are we as a people?
Who are we as a people? Well, basically, if we live moral lives and we live good lives and we try to do what we're supposed to do as good people and we have a code that is a common code for the whole country, that basically we're going to be moving in a positive direction. And progressives have set forward that in the past 100 years through not teaching our children, you know, and not teaching me and not teaching you, because I didn't get this stuff until I started reading it on my own.
No,
I started reading Montesquieu, these men that influenced our founders and our framers.
Too. Hey, you know? Chris, you know, you mentioned moral lives. I think that's pretty important. And you also talked about being a Christian. So I'm wondering, you sound like you're pretty pro-military. How can somebody be a Christian and at the same time support killing?
Well, if somebody has a knife to my throat, you know, if I'm a saint, I'm going to let them cut my throat if I'm a saint. But you know what? I'm not a saint. But I am a Christian, and I'm going to defend myself, and I'm going to keep that person from splitting my throat to the best of my ability. And if that means killing that person to stop him from trying to split my throat, then
what
I will
does that
do
have
that.
To do with the military?
We're not aggressors. This country is not aggressors. We go after
put down
people
the history book,
aggressor.
Man.
Yeah, let's talk about some modern history here. The United States has about 1,000 military bases, depending on how you count them. Certainly 750 military bases in 130-something nations across the world. There are somewhere around 200 nations. That doesn't sound kind of aggressive to you?
No, not at all, because a lot of these people lost in the Second World War. That's why we have a lot of bases, because they lost, or they were our allies and they want us to stick around.
When you say they, that's very collectivist, because there's probably a lot of people, say, in Germany or England or wherever these allies are, that don't want us here, the United States military
in
their country.
Their governments do. We wouldn't be there if their governments didn't want us
there. And that's really
interesting,
because
the previous caller said about the Philippines. The reason that we had bases in the Philippines was because we saved the people in the Philippines from the Japanese, and we defeated the Japanese.
Whoa. This goes to show your poor understanding of history. The reason the United States had bases in the Philippines is they won the Philippines from the Spanish in the Spanish-American War. The Japanese actually beat the Americans off of the Philippines, and that's why, you know, what was it, MacArthur that said, "I shall return," and they did with the airborne in Nuremberg. So absolutely, what you're saying is poppycock.
You might be able to say that with
Okinawa, but you certainly can't say it with Manila.
The Philippine government said that we could do that.
Yes,
so that's why we're there. So
let's talk about these governments.
When you try to deride what I'm saying to you,
I'm deriding it because
you're wrong. You're misleading your audience in history.
No, I'm not.
And it takes a long time to read this stuff. I can't read it all. I'm trying. But most of my stuff that
you're talking about, these foreign governments, these are just people that claim to rule other people. They're just violent thugs. So let's look at Saudi Arabia, where the House of Saud, which isn't even Saudi Arabian, they claim to rule over that country. Those people don't want us here. That's why most of the 9/11 killers were from Saudi Arabia. They don't want you there. But their kings, the United States government supporting kings, just makes somebody who understands history sick, doesn't it, Chris?
No, because the, we
no,
just,
we
the,
love kings.
The,
we
the
fought against
Empire,
kings.
The Ottoman Empire.
Yeah.
Let me
good enough
let,
for
let
us.
All right.
Let me finish. The Ottoman Empire fell in the First World War. What those kings are doing over in the Middle East that we're supporting is keeping a foot on the neck of the people that want to start the Ottoman Empire again.
That's what Jesus would do, right? Put some boots on some necks.
Like the Muslim Brotherhood.
Hey, Chris, I think you should check your Bible out and learn a little bit more about Jesus and what he was all about, because I don't think he would have put his on anyone's neck, and I thank you for the call tonight.
Kings are fine as long as they keep down the rabble.
The riffraff. Let's go to Brad, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Got to go quick, man. We're short on time. Go ahead.
I heard the guy about talking about fascism. I think he had a very huge misunderstanding about what fascism is. I don't think he realized that we live in one of the biggest fascist countries in the world.
Right. Well, if you read the history books...
It's the birthplace of fascism.
Right. I mean, if you read the history books, as he was suggesting, then, yeah, you'd get a real bad idea for what fascism is, because they'll tell you, oh, fascism's over there. It's in those other countries.
As far as Eisenhower, I mean, he kind of warned us about the impending military fascism when he warned about the military-industrial complex.
It's true.
Which, my time in the military, that's what who I felt I was working for, was the military-industrial complex. Every time somebody was like, thank you for your service, I felt ashamed because I didn't feel like I was accomplishing anything.
Mm. I heard you, Brad. Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Tariq is on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hey, Tariq.
Hello. Yeah, I was just wanting to clear up something with not the caller before last that was saying that Eisenhower defeated, you know, fascism and was this great defender of liberty and everything. The thing is, it's really quite the opposite in some respects, because if you ever looked at Iran in Operation Ajax, where he actually... there was a democracy forming there, and because of the oil interests in Britain, they actually had the CIA take down the government.
That's how they installed the Shah.
Yeah, and the Shah was really already installed, but he was going to be giving up some power. And basically because of that, and the grievances people had with the Shah and the reason and we backed him up and actually, you know, had a coup, because of that, it got to a point where they had the revolution in 1979, and basically Eisenhower is the whole reason why we have a Islamic Republic in Iran today.
Yeah, and this is the point that should be made to people that support the supporting, like Chris, who support the supporting of dictators in foreign countries as long as they keep down the rabble. At some point or another, the rabble gets enough credence because the dictators are too dictatorial, and the rabble gets credence among, they actually spread the ideas. They propagate the ideas by trying to close their fist too hard.
But this is even worse because there wasn't really any rabble at that time. There wasn't a whole lot of, it wasn't really anti-American as much as it was just anti-British and anti-imperialist. It wasn't the same thing that we have in other Arab countries today. I mean, our name is already, they're not great fans of us in a lot of other countries. Over there at that time, it wasn't that bad, you know, and he just screwed up the whole situation. And I mean, the fact that he's some defender of freedom, I don't know where that even comes from. Like, cause it's,
I understand that he was
in World War II, but as far as his leadership as a president, I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Thanks for the call, Tariq. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You can't be a propagator of freedom and work for an agency that stifles freedom. That's what the government does.
No doubt about it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.